cause up trouble.
Fine. So we're not going to cover everything on this Makarshi. Do not worry. I give this as a chabur, as a post night seder chabura when we were learning Yavamos in YU, where I had more time and people were actually learning Yavamos. But the way I wrote my Makarshis then, as you can see, is I wrote it in outline form. So like you can basically get the outline of the sugya from it. So I figured I'd give you all of it. So if you want to look at more of it, you have the outline and you can just read the Makaros. Fine. But the Gemarans of Samach Dalet in Ksubos discusses with Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona, two different stages in the history of Psak, whether we paskin like Abashal and the Chachamim. The Abashal and the Chachamim and the Machlokes that appear several times throughout Maseches Yevamos, the main sugya being Daf Lamed Tet through Mem, but it also appears in the first parak in Daf Gimel and appears also in Daf Kuf Tet, is Chalitza Kodemes or is Yibum Kodem, right? What is preferable, Yibum or Chalitza?
Oh, this is a different
Abashal. Yes, different Abashal. Okay. The Chachamim Paskin, Kipshuto of the Chumash, which is Yibum Kodem, right? That it is better to do Yibum. Abashal says Chalitza Kodemes. What?
Because no one has clean minds.
Yes, and the reason he says it is right, in the Bavli he has a very striking line, which is Abashal Omer Hakones Es Yevimto. Sorry, I didn't put this because I assumed everyone had Yevamos when I made the Makara sheet, but that doesn't help now. I did it; someone added to it and then printed the wrong one. Abashal Omer Hakones Es Yevimto L'Shem Noi L'Shem Ishus L'Shem Davar Acher. If you bring in your Yevama for the ribs of beauty or Ishus, and there are all types of interesting sheets and going on what all of these mean, but that's not an issue for now.
Aren't those first two relatively posher?
Not really, but sure. Ki'ilu, look at the gonim, but I want to get into it. Ki'ilu pogeya be'irva. It's as if he was violated in erva v'karavani be'inai lios havlad mamzer. And it is close to being in my eyes that the child is a mamzer. Okay, that is the famous Yidu Abashal. Le'alacha, this is continued. It continues to be a machlokas all the way to Shulchan Aruch, where it is a machlokas between Ama and the Mechaber. The Mechaber paskins. Paskins Yibum Kodem. Mechaber paskins Yibum Kodem. Like most Rishonim. And the Ramah Paskins, like the Balei HaTosfos, that Chalitza Kodemes. This continues to be a huge machlokes all the way to the middle of the 20th century, when there was the infamous or famous, depending on who you are, Psakim Yushalayim, where there was an attempt, and you'll get angry at this, Chatanu, to exert Ashkenazi hegemony on Psak over Svardim, make a Psak Achid, for the sake of unity, by which we meant always Paskin like Ashkenazim and ignore Sephardi Psak, always. That was the attempt. One of the things they tried to push there, the Sephardi chief rabbi was all in on this, right? Rav Uziel. Yes. L'shem Achdus. There was even a piece that I saw just last week on Sephardi Thoughts Monthly, about why Rav Uziel's willingness to give up Svardism was the most Svardi thing he could do. It was a really interesting piece. Yeah. So wait. Just let me tell the story here, okay? So they tried to Vaskin that Yibum Chalitza Kodemes, and Rav Avadia, because this was done specifically in the context of exercising Ashkenazi hegemony over Psak, reacted viciously when in his program of Machzor Charli Yashna, and when he became chief rabbi, allowed people to do Yibum Befoal, even violating Cherem Dirin and Gershom, as many of the Minhagim say, that because many of the Rishonim say the Cherem Dirin and Gershom doesn't apply in the case of Yibum, and led to, you know, a backlash in the Sephardic community against Rav Avadia, and to the point where many Sephardim write into their Ksuba, if you notice, and will not do Yibum, because, you know, you may think that it is mutter.
No,
so.
But then you made a time on Masha do
Torah. No, anyways. It's the option of Chalitza.
Yeah. Anyways.
joke.
Moran says it.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's the basic history of this, right? That the machlokas went all the way till about now. Okay? Now, pretty much everybody just doesn't do Yibam, but that's you know, for whatever reason. I don't know.
It's not necessarily more than one wife. You could be not married and your brother's married.
You could be not married, that's true. That's right. Okay. There's even a horrible movie, a TV movie, about Yibam and Chalitza.
In English or in Hebrew?
In English. It's hysterically weird. It's called Loving Leah, I think. When I was learning Yivamos, Ora was also learning Yivamos, G-Pats was learning Yivamos, and we heard about this, so at some point we wanted to watch the first 5 minutes, and watching it was like watching a train wreck, like you just couldn't keep your eyes off of it, because it was so bad.
It was tailored for, like, what age group?
It was about a guy whose brother became a Baal Tshuva Hasidish guy, and he was a reform doctor. What? You found it? Yeah, okay. And it's hysterical. We can have a group watching later. And basically,
it has a 4.7.
There you go. And basically what happens is the Hasidish brother dies, but before he dies, his brother is having a daydream and has a weird dream about his brother, which he doesn't know what it means, and he comes to do chalitza, and he doesn't even know what he's doing, but as he's about to do chalitza, like, something drops out of his wife's pocket that reminds him of his brother, and he decides that he should give Yibam a shot. She moves in with him, and, like, while walking around Washington, ends up getting spiritual advice from a woman reform rabbi played by Ricky Lake. Like, the movie is so odd. And then the last moment... At any rate, at the last moment of the movie, finally he actually falls in love with her and says, now let's do it for the right reasons, because we love each other, and they get married, at which point Ora and I are like, no, you spent an hour and a half building up an Abishol Yibam, and you ruined it and did it l'shem Isha's. That's terrible. So, it's a really odd movie, but it really does epitomize the machlokes Abishol and Machafamim really well. I encourage none of you to watch this movie. It's really weird.
Now that you've told us its name, you've got to watch the whole
thing. What?
What was this 5 minutes you said?
Sometimes I think, like, Dad knew all the future. Like, he saw that this movie would be created and thought that it was worth it. Like, you know, right? It was worth it.
It's really impressive. Anyways, with that aside, now let us talk about Abishol and the Chachamim, okay? So there is this machlokas, right? Is Yibam Godem? I can't believe I'm putting this one in Wayu Torah. Okay, is there Yibam? Is Yibam Godem or is Chalitza Godem? Okay. So we're not going to deal with all of the questions. I want to deal with just some of them. The first thing I dealt with was Psak, right? That was all section 2 here, right? Then there's a machlokes, whether this is de'orais or de'rabanan, right? You see it in source 3, right? If you want, we can quickly look at it, right? Look at the Ritva. Habav al yivimto, perish, ustama, de'lo kabashol, damar shakonis yivimto, l'shem noi, kilpo ge'a pe'erva, va'afilu b'di'avad, he could tell me, akonis v'mezit, hainu, Kamala Shame Noi, etc. Veja Vashal Midra Abanan Kamar, right? So he says it's Midra Abanan. Vahainu Amar Ki'ilu Pogeya Be'ervan. That's why it says Ki'ilu Vikarov Be'en Elias of Adbamzer Midra Abanan Kamar. Right? So Midaraisa, everyone agrees that really, 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 Yibam should be Kodem. There should be no problem. But the Rabbanan were worried. They didn't like this whole, this whole bad intention thing. So Midrabanan Avashol says Chalitza Kodemus. Okay,
and then you've solved the Pshat Torah issue.
Yeah, and then you've very easily solved the Pshat and Torah issue. The Ramban, on the other hand, one second. Let's says Mizeh Nami Mistayin Divrei Gaonim Sheposkim Yibam Kodem Kimaskan Deshmaitza, etc. G- go to like 3-4 lines from the bottom. Mashmali lahachsvar davashal abalivimdo anos mezlo kana. He thinks that it would might not even be kone da iu darshi vama yavala the mitzvah and darshin bal karcha. The heich efsher is a kipogev erbavad mamzer rachmana rabbi leknia elavade lavashal lokani there are muchar shalach derichachamim etc. Right, he says that Avashal, according to Avashal, the Yibam wouldn't even be Chal, and then he uses that to prove a whole bunch of things, but the fact that he thinks according to Avashal it wouldn't even be Chal, that tells you, Kedavra Pasha, that he thinks Daraisa Darabanan? Daraisa. Okay, so first question, Daraisa Darabanan? Ritva thinks Darabanan, the Rambam thinks it is Daraisa. Okay, the first question was one of Psak. We saw that it divided Rov Rishon, the Rambam, Bechadome, like. Now again, I don't want to get into all the proofs. The Rishonim bring a lot of proofs from our Gemara and Ksubos, as well as from a Mishnah and Becharos. But I really just want to get the basic edges on the table. Yes, Natano.
Mamzer derabbanan. What are the halachic nafkaminas and how is this defined?
It's not a mamzer. It's kilo.
No, you mentioned mamzer derabbanan before.
No, I didn't mention mamzer derabbanan. I said that the karu beinai lios avlad mamzer midraban kavar, meaning it's almost as if it were a mamzer. He's saying that midraban. He's not saying it is a mamzer derabbanan. That's not what he's saying, right? It's the whole thing is a din derabbanan, and that's why it's only ki'ilu.
Yeah, when he says karov, as in he sees a lot of shadowy factors here, but
it's karov.
Yeah, but what on a practical, realistic level does that mean?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing, probably. But we'll see that in 1 second if what I said is true, right? So question one, psak. Question two, Daraisa Darabanan. Right? This is, I'm really just giving you Rashi Pragam just because I think it's an important thing to have a grasp on. Okay.
Say again, one was what?
Psak.
Yeah.
Right? What I said, it breaks down basically Rambam, Rov Rishonim, Yibam Kodem, Baliatosis, Chalitza Kodemes. We're not going to get into the details of the proofs. And that Machlokas continues Shulchan Aruch Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says Yibam. And Ramah says Chalitza. Second question, Daraisa Darabanan. Ritva says Darabanan. And the Ramban says, Daraisa. Okay, third question. What Isser is being violated for Abba Shaul when you do Yibam L'Shem, Noi L'Shem, Ishos L'Shem, whatever? What? So, well, what do we have to parse, right? We have to parse, as the Ritva noted, two very ambiguous phrases, right? One is Ki'ilu Pagubera, and the other one is Karov Beinai, right? There's these two qualifiers of Ki'ilu and Karov. So, Pashtus in the Bavli is to say that the Isser is. What? But Pashtus, the Isser we're talking about is what? Daraisa Rabbanan? What Erva is it?
Not technical.
No, what erva is it ki'ilu you're violating?
Eshazach.
Right? There's an iser called Eshazach shalob makom mitzvah. Right? Meaning, if it's not a case of Yibam, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. Right? So, if your brother has children, that's a classic case of Eshazach shalob makom mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, it's Eshazach. Yes?
Yes.
If you do Yibam for the wrong reasons, it's Ki'ilu Pagabe, right? That's Pashtus in the Bavli. Yes?
Yes.
The Yerushalmi doesn't take it this way. Skip to the third page, and we'll come back to the stuff in the middle. The third page, the Yerushalmi seems to think that it's an independent Isser, either an Isser Ase or an Isser Lav. Skip to page 3. What? The first one on page 3. The one in that says C. Talmud Yerushalmi is Aleph Bet. Yes? Good? So, if you look here, so look at Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says like this. Derbi chunak Abba Shaul. Ditana Abba Shaul Omer Hakones is Yivimta L'Shem Noi L'Shem Dvar Machirim. Hareze. Now, right? Look what words he adds. Hareze. Be'ilat Znus. So, he changes two big things. One, he takes out the word Erva, and he takes it the word
Ki'ilu.
Vikarov Lios Havlad Mamzer. So the thing where it says, no, Ma Abashaol, Bi Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva Amar Yesh Mamzer Bi Yevama. Ma Damar Rabbi Akiva Bi Yevama Shezines. Vichule, vichule. So, That might have been a little bit of a hard argument to parse, but the Yerushalmi suggests that Rabbi Akiva works according to Avashal works only according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds what? Rabbi Akiva has a very famous shita that is very relevant here.
There could be a
mamzer
by
Levama
if you hate your mamzer.
There's a Yivama by all Chayvei Lavin, or maybe even by Isurei Asei. So the Gemara suggests that Avashal only works within Rabbi Kiva's Shita. But that tells you that he thinks two things. One is, the Isur in hand is not Eishas Ach, because Eishas Ach is an Isur. Kares, and everyone agrees there's Mamzeros. Right? The second thing that tells you is, when he says Mamzer, is it Kilu?
No.
Is it Karov? No, it's Vada. It's actually Mamzer. So the Yerushalmi thinks that the Isser that's being violated is not Eishes Ach. It's some independent Lav or Ase, right? Doesn't, depending on what you think in Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, he thinks that it's a Lav, not a quasi Erva. But also, right, that's why he changes it from Kilu to no Kilu, but from Erva to Znus. But he also says that is the child actually a Mamzer?
Yes.
Yes, or at least it is, right? The Gemara suggests that it's actually a mamzer if you hold like Rabbi Akiva. If you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, it wouldn't be. So, question three is what Isser is being violated? Pashtus in the Bavli is a quasi Eishes Ach. Therefore, we're not actually talking about Erva, we're not actually talking about Mamzeros. According to Yerushalmi, it's an independent Isser, Lav, or Ase, and we're talking about actual Mamzeros within the position of Rabbi Kiva.
What could the Lav or
Ase
be?
I don't know, Yivam Lashuk, I don't know. Something like that, right? It's like like the Isser Yivam Lashuk, right? Where after Chalitza, right? Or even after Chalitza, right? What's the Isser for Yivama to marry not the brother? The Isser Levam Lashuk is not an Isser Kares, right? Or there's an Isser Lav, right? Isser Asay, whatever. Right? That Isser, right? It could be the Isser of being Mavatal Mitzvah Zibum by marrying in a case which is not Makom Mitzvah. Okay? So first three questions. How do we Paskin? Machlokes? Svardim? Ashkenazim? Basically how it breaks down. Second question. Doraisa Derabanan, the Ritva says Derabanan, the Ramban says Doraisa. Third question, what Isser is being violated? Is it a Ki'ilu of Eishes Ach, or is it an independent Isser? Are we talking about real Mamzeros or not? Machlokes, Kanireh, Bavli, Yerushalmi. So that's question three. We're good? Like I said, right, you see, this is why I gave you all the Makoros, because it's, you see, I was just written as an outline. Now, there are all types. Now, within the Bavli, right, one can raise all types of possibilities. What does it mean for you to ki'ilu violate Isser Eishes Ach? What is this ki'ilu, right? So you could say something like, and you just see these are my, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 possibilities here. You know, you could say, and this is fleshed out in the Kovitz Drashas of Rechaim Berlin, which is quoted here in the Tzitl Yezer, and it's also in the Kovitz Aros, that perhaps Yibum is based on some sort of Ase Dochalos Ase, and perhaps you need Kavana L'Shei Mitzvah to be Doche Alav fully, right? So at some level you haven't been Doche the Lav, or you say that there's a category, as Chazon Ish says in many places, called Ratzon HaTorah, right, where it's not a formal thing, but the spirit of the law is important, right? So ki'ilu means that you're violating the spirit of Yibum. Right? Ben Narsh suggests in his shir that since the goal of Yibum is lahakim shem la'achiv, right, that you're supposed to want to build up your brother's legacy. If you do it not for that purpose, right, there's something fundamentally missing, right? Even if technically it's not an erva, you're missing the point of Yibum.
It's sort of like a
Yehuda
and Tamar type situation. Like where
he's... No, Yehuda's
sons, you mean?
Or the sons.
Right, like something
I mean,
like
that. They actually acts upon it, but it's...
Yeah, something like that. Another possibility, this is in the Kuntri Sishurim of Grossman, is that to say, no, it really is an Erva, but it's a Isser Erva without a Shame Erva, which is very Lamdish, like Nida, potentially like Nida. Right, where there's an Isser, she's not actually an Erva, but there is a Erva-like Isser that's Chal on it, right, to create some sort of Pitzul like that.
This is explaining the shit that we said about that it's a bit elasticness, but the child's not actually terrible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. That, yes, it would.
Nothing else.
A fifth possibility is to go even more, you know, general and say, like, it's a violation of the general sexual ethic in the Torah, right? You know, in general, we frown upon people who, you know, don't, you know, this is, I put up Medrash Rabbah, a Bereishis Rabbah here, right? We frown upon people who view sexuality in a total divorce from Puravu, right? That is a particularly sharp expression in the world of Yibum, where obviously having children is central, but maybe it's just some expression of the general sexual ethic. And again, I don't want to flesh out all the possibilities, I just want to give you the Rashi Prakim of what's going on in the Sugya. So again, when we say that there's a quasi-Yisra'er, what do we mean, right? We can mean a million things, that the Isra isn't totally nidcha because you had wrong kavanos. There's a ratzon haTorah that you're missing, right? The point of Yibum is that lachim l'shem achiv, and you're missing that aspect, right? There's a erva status without her actually being an erva. It's a violation of general sexual ethic, right? We can come up with a million different things. Yeah?
Does anyone talk about if you marry her because you want to fulfill your mitzvah puruvu? Like, for instance,
you know? Losh zachorli.
Because that could be like a
possible
between all these.
Yes, it could be. But Losha Zachorli, I don't remember someone saying it. But again, right, you can read these sources more inside. You can see it fleshed out. These are very interesting makaros. But again, I just want to give you a taste of what's out there, okay? So 4 issues, right, or 3.5 issues, right? Again, to summarize, Psak, Daraisa Darabanan, independent Isser without Mamzerus, or a new Isser with possible Mamzerus, and what would it mean for it to be Ki'ilu Eishes Ach, and we listed several possibilities. One more question that I want to just touch on is what is the nature of the Machlokas Bechlal, right? Why would you argue like Abba Shalom Nacham do, right? Why would you argue about about whether or not there's a problem to do Yibam if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, right? Right? Why would you even say that? So this is number 5, without looking at it, right? Throw out some possibilities for me, right? Why would you say Yibam Kodem because Kavana doesn't matter? And why would you say Chalitza Kodem is because Kavana does matter? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there's a few things. Firstly, is the Hakim shame if Kanirah, as a bit like we said earlier, the idea is it's purely because of Lachim Shem that the Isra Rishas Ach is put aside. So once you move that, perhaps the whole thing goes to the ground.
But why would that be true? And why would you, right? What is the axis of the Machlokas?
No, I'm saying if we assume that the reason.
You have to say, you have to explain both sides, right? You can't get away with explaining one side here.
No, that's what I was about to do. The reason she becomes, in theory, murdered to you is Lachim Shem. Your brother is in the ground. Well, hopefully by this stage. So once you remove the... Once you remove the Lahakim Shem aspect, because the guy is doing it for whatever reason, anything other than this, you've sort of removed the theoretical heter, Lahafim.
So the Lumdish way of saying that is...
Is changing... Is Kavana, effectively. Kavana is Markiv.
You just actually said 2 different things.
And the hefuch you have.
You actually said 2 different things, right? You to be sharp here with your right. What you just said. Your second thing is not the first thing you said. Right?
Okay, 1 second. On the hefuch you have. It's the teitzah versus the machshava, as in if the teitzah is that child.
Okay, let's try to sharpen it because you're jumbling a lot of ideas. Anyone else want to try? You're jumbling. You said like 3 different possibilities, which are all right. But you said 3 different explanations in that one sentence, right? Which might all be true, but they're all different aspects.
More on this time, man. Space.
I was listening to him, so I'm not going to buy that anymore. Just in case I repeat. Is there like? Is the mitzvah of Yibum that you are like the most fit to add to your family's? To have the woman have a child,
or
sorry, never mind.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I was gonna say maybe So even couldn't, like, ideally, he should be want to rebuild his brother's house. Perhaps level, Avishal realizes that most people...
No, Avishal thinks you. Okay, fine, yeah.
Like, practically most people aren't willing to... rebuild their brother's house and...
Okay, so that's actually possible. Right? What you just said is that is E here, right? Is E or 6 or whatever it is. The possibility that there, everyone agrees that you should do it for the right reasons. The machlokes is, psychologically, are people going to do it for the right reasons? Right? That is, in fact, possible.
That's machlokes mitziut.
What?
That's machlokes
mitziut. Good, Chaim. Yeah. It isn't Machlokes and Matthias.
So
yes.
Second, so I can disregard it.
No.
Yeah.
No,
okay, let me put out some of the possibilities. I've heard three from you. They're all right.
In the meantime, I have to do one then.
Okay, but let me put them all out, okay? So let's just quickly summarize some of the positions that have been thrown out, okay? And we'll come back to yours. So, one possibility is, and you'll see all of these will resonate with what Netanel said. One is what we call a hutra or dechuya, right? Right? When we were matir the Yisrael Eishes Ach for the purpose of lahakim lach of shame, what? D1, right? Did we eliminate the Yisrael Eishes Ach, right? Hutra, or did we hold it in abeyance? Right? If you hold that you eliminated it, then does kavana matter?
No.
No. If you think you merely held it in abeyance, what we call dechuya, does kavana matter?
Yes.
A slightly different formulation of the same basic idea, and both of these appear in the Rambam, one in the Tshuva and one in the Peirush Mishnayos, is what was doche the Isser Eishes Ach? Was it the Maaseh Yibum, or was it the Zika itself? Right? Meaning, at what point was did the Isser Eishes Ach fall away? Right? When you do the Yibum, or when she is Nofeles Liyibum. If it's about the Nefila Liyibum, then does Kavana matter? No, because the Zika, right, the very relationship that was created, the Chiyuv Yibum, pushed away the Yisra Eishes Ach. One second, right? If you think it's about the Maisa Yibum, it does matter. If you'll see, the Rambam in these two suggests both of these formulations. The Rambam in the Shuva, Reshit Ches, says, Ho'el Achar, Shemes Belovanim, Hutra V'Nesalik Yisra Erva Michlal Kechachamim. Rishitas Abashol, Mitzvahs Chalil Kodemet, Leyos Sover, Shisra Eishes Ach, Dachoy Mipnei Hayibam, right? It says explicitly the machlokes is Hutra versus Dechuya. In the Rambam, the Peirush Mishnayos, he has a different formulation. He says, V'dvarav kan v'chalitza yivim kodas mishomar sheinu mutter b'shom ofen, shizkav yam v'vias hayivama shalosh shem mitzvah, avam lach kol shem mamon l'shem noy, ki ilu pagu erba v'zepel din achona, ela shem yistalik v'mena isra erba, kasher meis achiv lo yit, v'anem arez himuteres, v'am v'inu l'skam shalosh shem mitzvah. Right here, his focus is what is right. The reason that we don't pass on Rabbi Shaul is because the Yisra Eishes Ach isn't pushed away at the moment of Yibam when Kavana matters, but it was pushed away at the moment of Zika, the moment of death, where Kavana obviously doesn't matter. There are Reichman actually suggests in one footnote in the Rishimos that it's about mitzvah shrichas Kavana or not. That this is just a general part of the general machlokes: do mitzvahs need Kavana or not? There are other possibilities, but, you know, one more from Rav Chanan is basically, is Yibam fundamentally about the Maisa Yibam or about the Totsa'a, right, of Yibam, right? If it's about the Maisa, Kavana matters more. If it's about the Totsa'a, that they're now married and will be making shame, and etc., then Kavana is less important, right? Each of these could be a shir in of itself, right? I wanted to give you Rashi Prakim. Let me summarize, then you can ask the question, then we can go, okay? Is that fair? So, Yibum kodem, chalitza kodemes, machlokes abashal nachachamim, machlokes in psak, ashkenazim svardim. Machlokes ritva ramban, doraisa drabanan. What iser is it? Is it Eishes Ach? Or is it new iser? Are we talking about real mamzerus or not? If it is a quasi Eishes Ach, so what is the quasi? Right? Is it that the iser is not fully pushed away? Without pure kavana, is it against the ratzon haTorah? Is there a lack of lahakim shame? Is there some quasi-erva status? Or is this some general violation of sexual ethics in the Torah? And the sixth question is, what is the yesod of the machlokes? We raised a bunch of possibilities. Is it about the ma'ase yibum, where kavana is important, or about the totsah, and therefore kavana is less important? Is it the general machlokes of mitzvah shichas kavana? Is it hutra dechuya, meaning is the iser eshazach eliminated or only held in abeyance? Alternatively, is the ikar moment of yibum the maisa yibum itself, or simply the chiyuv of yibum? Right at the moment of chiyuv yibum, kavana doesn't matter. The moment of maisa yibum potentially does, or perhaps it's machlokas in the psychology. Do people actually have the right kavana? So I'll write in 30 minutes. That is the sikum of a very, very large sugya about Shalom Nechamim, right? I gave you the outline for you to follow up on it if you are so interested. Yes, Natano.
A few points. First, you only understand how it's had the chalitza process where he asked to get spaced, etc., etc., is to shame him to the point that he'd want to do yibum. It may not always work. In theory, it would shame him into doing this.
Yes.
Part of this idea. Therefore.
Yeah, it's in the pasuk.
Yeah, can it therefore, yeah. No, but there's far behind.
Is pretty much pushing the Pesukim. Yes, so Avishol is against the... Avishol is very difficult in the Pesukim.
Even if it's not... Okay, I admit that once you get to like Noi and Dava Acher, etc., it's more problematic, but Kenirah, it's better that he does it if... Even if he doesn't have...
Avishol is... I said at the beginning, Avishol is very difficult in Pshat in the Pesukim. Yes.
Doesn't Mara use those Pesukim to write that you have to... You should tell him to do Chalitza, though?
Under some circumstances we do, but really we... Will.
So don't you use those Pesukim to derive that rule, though, too?
Which... I missed... What?
I thought those Pesukim that you're talking about, we use them to derive something else.
But Pashup Shad, the Pesukim is that you're trying to get him to do Yibam. Pashup Shad is Yibam Kodim. That's obviously true. And that's why Darab makes more sense. It's very hard to see how this is true in the Pesukim. Now, some of the Gaonic Shitas of what it means to do it L'Shem Yishus will answer your Shaila, right? There's at least one possibility in the Gaonim that L'Shem Yishus means that already while your brother was alive, you were plotting his death so you could marry his wife, right?
How does that work? You're not the guy who killed him.
Echanami, but that's pretty low, right? Okay, whatever. Yeah, what's that? This is the last question.
Yeah, you mentioned before the question of... the moment the guy dies, or whether it's the moment Yibam is actually performed, but the Zikah, which... makes her, in theory, mutter to you and also to everyone else, at least till either until Halitz is done or Yibam and then or Misayabim.
Yeah.
So how can I understand the opposite side of the Machlokas, who would suggest it only comes at the time Yibam is actually performed? I don't understand Svara.
What do you mean?
You said, does she become mutter at the time of Yibam or the time Zikah is created, i.e. the guy's death? Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, while she's Yivama, she's forbidden to everyone but this guy, unless there's Chalitza or the death of the Yabim.
Okay.
Therefore, doesn't that prove that from the moment of Zikah, she's Mutter and...
No, but it could be that the Yisra Yishazach still exists, right?
Right, until the second you do it?
That, meaning it's that until that point, right, until we figure out what you're going to do, right?
Lost for everyone.
Right, meaning if you don't do Yibam, right, you do Chalitza... Right? So, right? So then she's usher to you. Now, in a chanami for a different reason, right? Because it's you only get one chance at Yibam, Mekevin Shalobana Shuvlo Yivne. Right? But it could be the fact that, for example, there's an Isser of Kevin Shalobana Shuvlo Yivne, right? Means that forever there's a recognition that she was your Ashes Ach. Right? Isn't that what it's saying? Right? That she maintains the status forever. Right? Maybe not the formal status of Ashes Ach, but meaning at the end of the day, right? What's the moment of decision? Right? I mean, yes, at some level, obviously, now you are allowed to be with her. Right? But until the moment of Yibam or Chalitza, her fate has not been decided. Right? She may continue to be usher for you forever. Right? As maybe not as an Eish Anach, but as a continuation, a recognition that relationship once existed. Or she will be L'chal L'chal Davar. But even after she's married to you, there may be legal recognition of Eish Anach. Right? We talked about this before, right? And when we did the... So... It definitely has problems with it. I don't think it's impossible. Okay.